From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program, where this week we are talking about faith over fear. Faith over fear. And our key text is taken from Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 41. And I read that for you yesterday, and I'd like to read it for you again today, though we're not going to really dig into it, as it were, until tomorrow. But allow me to read the passage for you, because it lays the foundation for what we're talking about this week. Keep in mind that we are living in a day and age when many people are fearful over so many, many things. Whether it's the fear of things going on in the world around them or things in their own lives. But is it not true that today, right now, you and I have certain things that, well, have the great potential of bringing great fear into our lives? The question is, are we going to allow those fearful things to stymie us in our work, in our life for the Lord? Or are we going to go forth in faith? You see, in Mark chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ had just finished teaching, and it was time for them to go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, as it were. And notice, beginning with verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, we find these words. It says, "And the same day when the even was come, he, that is Jesus, said unto them, his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." In other words, the boat was about to sink. It was an overwhelming storm. "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" By the way, that's a phrase that indicates that they really didn't know who he was, because he cared more for them than they cared for themselves. And that's the case with you and me today. No matter what it is we go through, the Lord cares more for us than we care for ourselves, and he will take care of us. Well, it says in verse 39, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Now look at this next verse, verse 40. It says, "He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" I say that to you. I say that to me today as we are facing the fearful things in life. Why are you so fearful? Why don't you have faith? Where there is faith, fear takes a back seat. And we'll get into that more as we go throughout the series. Well, verse 41 says, "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And of course, again, that indicates that they really didn't know who the Lord Jesus Christ was. They, of course, began to learn that situation after situation, but he was something beyond what they could ever even imagine. I want to give you a lesson to this passage of Scripture even before we delve into it, and that is this. We do go through storms in life. There's no doubt about that. But Christ can not only end the storms and replace them with peace, but Christ can end the overwhelming storms with the greatest peace. You might want to write that down. That Christ can not only end the storms and replace them with peace, but he can end the overwhelming storms with the greatest peace. We need to remember that. That really is the lesson of Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Now, yesterday I defined for you faith as being the unwavering confidence in the power, provision, and protection of God. And God is always the object of real faith. I also defined fear as the feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone. And we noted yesterday that the Bible commands us not to fear, as God tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not." And then, of course, he goes on to say that he'll be with us and he'll sustain us. Why should we fear when the Lord is near? Indeed, when the Lord is right in our lives. I want to take just a short period of time here and compare fear with faith. And I just want to give you a couple of statements to take into consideration because we are talking about faith over fear. Listen to these things and try to digest them in your thinking, if you would, please. First of all, fear is the lack of faith, but faith overcomes fear. Secondly, fear is a tool of Satan, but faith overcomes Satan. Three, fear weakens the heart, but faith strengthens the heart. Number four, fear robs one of joy, but faith results in joy. And number five, fear hinders ministry, but faith advances ministry. Have you thought of those things before? You know, I'm just going to take the time to read them to you again because I think that you've probably missed something there and you might want to jot these down. Here they are. Number one, fear is the lack of faith, but faith overcomes fear. Two, fear is a tool of Satan, but faith overcomes Satan. Three, fear weakens the heart, but faith strengthens the heart. Four, fear robs one of joy, but faith results in joy. And number five, fear hinders ministry, but faith advances ministry. You know, when I read down through those, I think in my own mind that we cannot afford to have fear in our life and as the result in our ministry, by the way, and as a result, neither can we afford to be without faith in our life and ministry. I think that's important to take into consideration, that we cannot afford to have faith in our life and ministry, but neither can we afford to be without faith in our life and ministry. What is it that's in your life? Is it fear or is it faith? You and I need to learn to live the concept of faith. Because you see, when we have faith in God, we know that God is always going to work in His way, in His time, for His honor, for His glory, and for our good. Turn with me, if you would please, to Hebrews chapter 10. The book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 35. We have something here that you know, this is a passage of Scripture that I turn to from time to time because there's something here that should be an encouragement to every one of us, no matter what we are facing. Whatever the fear is, whatever the circumstance is, whatever it is that's causing you not to really serve the Lord as you should or to obey the Lord as you should, remember what the Word of God teaches us here in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35 starts out by saying, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Your confidence in what? Your confidence in God. Listen, God has promised you that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. God has promised you that He will always be with you. God has promised you that He will sustain you. So don't cast away your confidence in God. You have seen Him work in the past, haven't you? Sure you have. And if you've seen Him work in the past, and you have, then you know that He will work in the present and in the future. Verse 36 of Hebrews 10 goes on to say, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. And you know, that's something that we can rejoice in. Amen. Jesus is coming again. He's promised it. He's going to do it. And every moment of every day, we get closer to it. And one of these days, we will hear the Lord Jesus Christ shout, "Come up hither." And the rapture will take place, and we'll go to be with the Lord. And we say, "Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus." The reward is coming. We will see the Lord. Don't give up your confidence in God. Continue to have faith in God, not fear in the circumstances. And then notice what it says in verse 38 of Hebrews 10. Now, that is right now, this very moment, the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? The just are those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And the just is saved by faith, right? And the just lives by faith, right? Absolutely. And so even though the circumstances may be difficult now, we know the Lord Jesus is coming. We've got the confidence that God is going to supply all of our need. So right now, let's continue to live by faith. But of course, verse 38 goes on to say, "But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." What does that mean? It means that God is not pleased with people who try to live without faith. So here's the point. In the Christian life, let's have confidence in God. Let's have faith in God to supply all of our need, to strengthen us in all of our circumstances. Let's keep our eye on the Lord, have confidence in God, and we will watch God work. It's important, beloved, that we have faith over fear. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather again, we're going to begin to look more closely at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.